From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. According to the USDA's $250,000 revenue benchmark, over 90% of Florida farms are considered small farms that often face unique operational decisions. MorningAgClips.com reports with lower budgets and tighter profit margins, hired labor is among the biggest challenges for small farms each season. A new University of Florida project with a three-year USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture grant aims to help navigate the decision-making process for smaller farms. Siding with farm activists, President Biden says Big Ag is putting a squeeze on farmers and signed an executive order telling the USDA to rejuvenate the livestock, seed, fertilizer, and retail food markets. Agriculture.com reports the president's order was part of his drive for long-term economic growth after the pandemic recession. He says we've seen less competition and more concentration over the past few decades, and that's holding our economy back. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked House and Senate members for collaborating on a legislative remedy to the recent court decision striking down year-round sales of the E15 ethanol blend. In the House, the bill is called the Year-Round Fuel Choice Act, and in the Senate, it's the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. RFA President Jeff Cooper appreciates the quick work following the July 2nd ruling, saying he's committed to working with Congress and the administration to make year-round E15 a reality. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.